I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The Trump administration is promising extraordinary protective measures for migrant children in U.S. custody. That's after an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala named Felipe Alonso Gomez died in the care of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. He's the second child to die in U.S. custody in the space of 1 month. The first was a 7-year-old girl, also from Guatemala. The Secretary of Homeland Security says she's ordered medical screenings for all children in Border Patrol custody. Dr. Julie Linton is with the American Academy of Pediatrics. She focuses on immigrant health, and she's visited the kinds of facilities where migrant families are held in detention.
In that facility, I was part of a team who witnessed fencing that extended from the floor to the ceiling, lights that were kept on 24/7, and children who were lying on very thin mats on the floor with silver Mylar blankets over their bodies. And one of the most chilling things that I remember is there was this eerie echo throughout the facility, and you could hear the crinkling of Mylar blankets in the warehouse-like center.
And what were people eating? What were the kids getting fed?
We didn't see children getting fed, but having cared for hundreds of children who have been inside these facilities in the community, when they're released pending immigration proceedings, for those who are lucky enough to be released into the community, they typically share with me that they have access to sandwiches, but they've shared with me that the sandwiches are often kept so cold that they're frozen.
The whole place is freezing, and this is something that I heard about when I was reporting back in 2016. They call these detention spaces hieleras, ice boxes. What impact does this cold have on migrant children?
When children are faced with conditions that are not supportive of their health and well-being, including cold conditions, lack of access to sleep, and lack of a buffer to the stress that they're facing, they're at risk for both short and long-term health implications. In the case of a sick child who typically, if seen in a pediatric facility, would have recommendations upon going home to have access to water, access to Pedialyte if they're having trouble with hydration, have access to warm blankets, have access to rest. Those are all the things that help a child to recover from an illness and also help a child to grow and develop for those who aren't sick. Being exposed to cold temperatures, being forced to lie on a concrete floor with a mat and have the lights on 24/7 in a prison-like condition are certainly not safe for any child. And for those that are ill, are quite threatening to their health.
What is the current state then of medical care, like professionals at the facility on call, and what will the boost in support from the Department of Defense likely do?
Well, as we understand it, and as we were told when we were in the facility back in 2016, as well as information released by CBP, children who present with symptoms are permitted access to medical care. And that's what we've heard reported in these cases as well. It's not clear that there will be pediatric expertise that's part of these evaluations. And as pediatricians, we know that children are not small adults, that they present with subtle findings, and they tend to get sick more quickly because their bodies are smaller and they have less reserve. And so we at the American Academy of Pediatrics would strongly recommend that people that are involved in the urgent assessment of children who've faced a harrowing journey have expertise in the ability to assess children to make sure that they're safe and to make sure that they are receiving the services they need to stay healthy.
As a pediatrician who works with immigrants on a daily basis, what was your reaction to the deaths of these two migrant children in CBP custody?
Well, as a pediatrician, it's devastating to hear that any child dies of an acute illness. And certainly, children do die of illnesses every day in this country. And so not every death is preventable. What we're arguing about here, however, as the American Academy of Pediatrics, is systems that mitigate the risk of unexpected deaths or preventable deaths by allowing every child who comes to this border seeking safe haven to be treated with dignity, compassion, and respect. And the conditions that currently exist in these processing facilities are anything but that.
I heard that there might be some collaboration between the American Academy of Pediatrics and Customs and Border Patrol. What would that look like?
The American Academy of Pediatrics has offered our expertise to CBP. And in fact, just last week, along with 13 other medical and mental health organizations, the AAP wrote DHS and CBP offering to provide expert advice to them on how to best care for and treat immigrant children and pregnant women in their custody. And certainly the deaths of Felipe and Jacqueline elevate the urgency of this message.
Dr. Julie Linton with the American Academy of Pediatrics, focusing on immigrant health. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today.